Friday Mix. Travel.
7 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're going to have a conversation about where you can head for fulfilling your adrenaline junkie desires in the country and on the continent. We've got on the line head of Kulula Holidays, Desmond O'Connor. Hi, Desmond. How are you doing?
Hi, Lebuskede. How are you?
I am great. I'm so excited about this because I go through phases where the adrenaline junkie in me comes out. The first time I jumped was in Switzerland, and I think I got the confidence because I was in another country and I wanted all the foreigners to be like, oh, we love that South African chick. And then when I came home, I freaked out about jumping off of the towers. But where can people go, and what are the other things that people can do outside of just bungee jumping at Soweto Twin Towers?
Well, obviously, there's quite a lot going. There's the township tour that everybody's looking at. And outside of specifically Soweto and the bungee jumping there, there's numerous places within South Africa that are very close to home that offer, you know, incredible adrenaline rushes, adventure, experience, whatever people are looking for. And that's what we're kind of seeing in the tourism industry in South Africa, is that people are, rather than looking for just sort of, you know, a couple of nights away now, that's what people are after, is the experiences and things to make memories with and do something different.
So do you think that people generally are afraid to leave the comfort of their city to go and explore other things, you know, from what you are finding?
I think that there's a growing trend for people to want to travel. We've certainly been working with Cape Town Tourism and KZN Tourism, who've been very proactive in that area, and trying to get more South Africans to travel within South Africa and see what's on the doorstep, number one. And I think to also get rid of the perception that, you know, you only travel in summer. I think with the climate that we have in South Africa, you know, it's a year-round destination, and there's so much that that people can do. So we're looking, you know, certainly if I look at the various areas, apart from bungee jumping, zip lining has become a very popular activity. There's places that offer zip lining where there's probably about 11 or 12 lines at about 300 meters each, you know, over various incredible sites that you can look at from what people can do. Things that we're seeing, sort of paragliding, skydiving, all of those activities are coming to the fore. And it's just a great weekend, a great way to spend a weekend or a couple of days away.
So do we as South Africans tend to forget that Durban is pretty much summer all year round? Like, do you think we don't take advantage of that?
I think there's a lot more advantage that could be taken, and there's a lot more benefit, and that's one of the things that we're working with people. The certainly from a price point of view, to be able to travel in the season which we call winter, but technically it's really the season that the international travelers don't come to South Africa.
Yes.
It just makes those experiences so much affordable. You know, and the activities, if you use Durban as an example, you know, the adventures that we've got from, if you look at something like Moses Mabhida Stadium, where you can do the adventure walk around the top of the stadium. There's even the big swing, and, you know, you were talking about internationally, the type of adventures that happen. The big swing over Moses Mabhida, you jump from a height of 220 meters, and it's renowned as one of the biggest in the world. And that can be done at any time of the year. As well as the things like diving at Inshaka, you know, where you're going into a shark tank, diving with an instructor that's going around. So, you know, it's pretty safe, but it's quite a, it certainly gets the heart pumping and the adrenaline going. So that's where we've certainly been focusing, is trying to get the value holidays where there's availability at hotels, and just
yes,
offering those experiences to get people going.
Are there any destinations that, for example, your airline has started going to now? Obviously, we've got more airports in the country that maybe people are not even aware of, that instead of driving to Mpumalanga, possibly they can now fly there.
Yes, so we're focusing on a lot of activities and experiences in all the main cities in Joburg. And I think one of the benefits that we have from Kulula Holidays is that we have exclusive access to not only the best rates that we get, but we're also able to use a lot of the empty seats that are available. So we forecast those, and we take those, and we build them into holiday packages. And an important point is that once we take that, the ability to actually fly often becomes a lot cheaper than what you would even be able to drive for. So, you know, you're looking at, say, two nights with flights included, with hotel accommodation and car hire and an experience from around about 2,000 rand a person for two nights, all included. So we're focusing on those destinations, and then we're going a little bit further afield as well. So we've got a very strong focus on Victoria Falls, which is renowned as an adventure destination, from the bungee jumping to the gorge swing, the river rafting, and then onto Mauritius as well.
Mauritius is quite a popular destination for South Africans. You know, where can people possibly get the same or a similar island type tropical experience that maybe they aren't looking at?
You're talking in Mauritius or
outside of Mauritius? Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing, is that, you know, places like Mauritius are obviously the most popular, but it tends to be a much longer duration of holiday that are going. So people normally go for 7 to 10 days. But I think when you're looking, you know, in terms of what you can do on the island, in terms of things like snorkeling, sort of scuba diving, that type of stuff, all of it is available on the doorstep. And those kind of holidays come at a fraction of the price when you're going to places like Durban, you know, and the various centres around South Africa.
Where can people get more information of your holidays and packages that you offer?
Okay, so it's on the Kalula.com website. There's a section for holidays. And if they subscribe to the email or onto any of our social media pages, there's a lot of promotions and they go out on a weekly basis. And we are able to offer, you know, various packages in terms of what people would like. Some of the stuff that we're also looking at, if guys are interested, is things like marathons. There's the Vic Falls Marathon, the Mauritius Marathon. We're packaging all of that so the people have an ability to have a fitness weekend and then also enjoy, spend a bit of time enjoying what the destination has to offer.
Fantastic. Desmond O'Connor, head of Kalula Holidays. And if you want more information, go to holidays.kalula.com. It's